Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and today I'm going to talk about a few things new that's on the blog. I've been telling you about some changes, and we're going to be looking at some different things. Like I mentioned, motorcycle, I posted one of those, and we're going to be talking about repairing and painting motorcycles. And some of this is going to consist of plastic parts, depending on what kind of bike we're talking about. But some bikes have a lot of plastic on them, you know, that you can take off and repaint. Sometimes that plastic needs repaired. If it's too damaged, you know, you perhaps want to just replace it. But anyway, we're going to talk about all that in you know, upcoming posts on the blog and on this podcast. Another thing that I just posted a blog about how to repair hail damage, and this is without, you know, the traditional way is grinding it down to the metal and, you know, putting some body filler, prime, and block. And the way I talked about on this blog is a little bit different, and there's some advantages to it. Now, the thing that you can't do is if it's too big of a dent, you know, if it's some of that baseball, softball size hail, you know, it's probably not going to work with this method. But if it's just smaller hail damage, you can put, you know, finish glaze on it and sand it out and be done. Now, the advantages of this, and in the blog, I, you know, go through a lot more detail of how to do it, but you're just putting, you want to sand it with at least 180 grit. So that the finish glaze will adhere. If it's finer than that, you chance it not sticking good, and you don't want the, you know, it to peel or not stick good. So go around and find all your hail damage, DA those areas with at least 180 grit, blow it off with the compressed air, make it sure it's good and clean, and then with the, you know, in the blog I talked about using the 3M dynamic mixing system, which works really good for this. And you can go around, you can apply it to all the areas and spread it out, you know, all at one step, and then you're done. And then basically you just got to block them out, apply some primer, block, and you're ready for paint. So pretty quick process, works really good. You could also do this with like metal glaze, you know, with that type of a finished glaze as well. But this is something, and if you go to that blog at collisionblast.com, it's the first post on there right now because I haven't posted anything since then. So you can see it. I put a video on there of 3M demonstrating how to do this. And you can see how well that works. So I invite you to take a look at that. Also, I'm going to be talking about different methods. That's a method to do it. And, you know, PDR is becoming more popular. There's a lot of cars that get hail damage, and it's becoming more recognized as a, you know, a recommended method to repair hail damage. You know, when they first started, they was drilling holes and you know, some things that wasn't really recommended by car manufacturers. And, you know, a lot of body shops didn't really like the methods that they was using. But they've really improved the methods and the techniques to repair these damaged areas where they're, you know, they're not drilling any holes, they're not changing the integrity of the car. And, you know, a lot of body shops are even hiring contract PDR technicians or hiring their own. So it's something that's really become recognized in the industry by the body shops, the dealerships, the insurance, and the customers. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to do some blogs and some podcasts on here, you know, some quick tips about PDR, that's paintless dent removal. So be sure and go to Collision Blast, and you can read about that and these other things. The motorcycles, we're going to be talking about painting those, PDR, and, you know, some other things. Might hit on some restoration and things like that. But we got a lot coming up, and I hope to see you there. Now, be sure, if there's an article, whenever you go to Collision Blast, or if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, you know, be sure and like it. If you go to my blog and it's something that you found some value in it, be sure and like it. You know, hit the Facebook like button, and that lets me know how I'm doing. So if I'm, you know, put out two or three or four posts on PDR and nobody likes it, you know, I might have to kind of reconsider and think that, you know, nobody's finding any value, and I'm going to kind of focus on something else. But I'm getting this information from the feedback that I've received whenever I ask some questions about what you want. So be sure and let me know this is something that you like. So talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.